Thanks for listening to this message from the life of St. Bees. We're a church that loves to empower, equip and inspire. And in order to better fulfill this call, we're currently undertaking an audacious church relocation project. Find out more, including how you can take part, at www.goandgrow.london. Thank you, and may this message better help you to live a life full of adventurous faith. Thanks for listening to this message from the life of St. Bees. We're a church that loves to empower, equip and inspire. And in order to better fulfill this call, we're currently undertaking an audacious church relocation project. Find out more, including how you can take part, at www.goandgrow.london. Thank you, and may this message better help you to live a life full of adventurous faith.
When Jesus was born in the village of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was king. During this time, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the child born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And the star they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were thrilled and excited to see the star. When the men went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt down and worshipped him. They took out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and gave them to him. Later, they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and they went back home by another road.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I was going to say Happy Christmas, but I've realised now I'm not allowed to do that. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Okay, well, it's Christmas Day, but I wonder actually what Christmas Day means to you. And in a moment, we're going to have a game where we're going to look at what Christmas means to some people. But before we do that, I want nine children, to come and help, who are good at, put your hands up. You have to be good at unwrapping, and you have to be very, very good at standing still. All right? Are there any like that? Okay. Nine children. Okay. You, up you come, stand over there. Okay. And we'll have you come and stand here. Yeah. And you come and stand here. And you, no, come and stand here on the front there. Down there, down there, down there. Down. Face me. Down there and face me. Mannequin? Yeah? Right. How many has my lovely assistant got? Any more? No, we need a little. Okay, come over here. How many have we got, Jane? One, two, three. You're the teacher. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One more. That's it. Right. Now, can you just stand a little bit back? One step back. Okay. Right, I want you to unwrap these presents. One for you. Don't worry about where you put the paper. One for you. There you go. You. 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 Has somebody got two? Oh, here we are. You. You. Right, unwrap them. Unwrap them. Unwrap them quickly. Throw the paper on the floor. Unwrap them. And then when you've unwrapped it, just hold up what you've got. Turn it round and hold up. When I tell you, when I tell you, when I tell you. Well done. Well done. Right. Can we fit you all up on the stage, I wonder? Do you want to try and come up on the stage? Up on the stage. Stand where you are. Stand over there. Are we going to fit you? We're not going to fit you, are we? Go back down. Go back down. We're not going to fit you. We're not going to fit you. You're all too big. Okay, hold the words up. The right way up. That's it. Okay. Can everyone see? Can anyone tell me what the present is? What's the present? Anyone guess what the present is? What's that? Christmas? Christmas! Well done. That was easy, wasn't it? So the present is Christmas. But why do we celebrate Christmas? That's what the question mark's all about. Why do we bother? What does it actually mean? What is it really all about? Well, actually, in this day and age, Christmas means different things to different people. And in a moment, we're going to use the word Christmas. Can my lovely assistant get the word Christmas up so we can see what it is? Over there. Over there, quick, quick, quick. Yep, over there, over there. In a moment, we're going to use the word Christmas to see what some people, what it actually means to some people, okay? But before we do that, I think we can just leave it. Just leave it now, yeah, don't worry. Before we do it, take too long. We'll be here, we'll miss our Christmas lunch. Before we do that, I want you, the audience, and you lot up there. I know you've gone up there thinking you can get away from it, but you're in this as well, all of us, to help me tell the story. And the way we're going to do it, we're going to divide into two groups. That's one group there, your team B, your team A, and your team B here, okay? Now, team A and children, you really, really got to help the adults here, because I know the adults can be a little bit shy, a little bit reserved, but I know that children are not. You're good at shouting and you're good at calling out, aren't you? Aren't you, children? Fantastic. Okay. So, team A, here's what I want you to do. When I say, every time I say, good morning, everyone, it's Christmas Day today, you say, but what's it all about? Okay? And you guys up there as well, okay? You're in on this as well. Okay, you ready for a trial run? Good morning, everyone. It's Christmas Day today.
But what's it all about?
That was good, but I think we can do better. Let's have another try. Good morning, everyone. It's Christmas Day today.
But what's it all about?
Very, very good. And okay, Team B. That's you guys here, Team B. When I say, but is that all that Christmas is? You say, and this is a little bit more technical for you guys, so you've got to concentrate a bit more. When I say, but is that all that Christmas is? You say, no, bit of emphasis on the no. No, it's much, much more than that. You got that? Okay, let's have a trial run. But is that all that Christmas is?
No!
Very good. We don't need a trial run now. Fantastic. Okay, right. And you guys here, this is where I need you to listen and concentrate, okay? If you look at the back of your card, you'll have a number, okay? You see the number on your card?
Yeah.
Right, stand back a bit. Right, now listen carefully. When I call your number, keep looking at that number. And when I call your number, I want you to come and stand up here on the stage, just there, okay? Have you got that? Okay, right, let's start the game. Hello, everyone. It's Christmas Day today. Well, for some people, it's all about one. Number one. One. Three. Well done. Three. Eight. Eight. Seven. Well done. Over here. Seven. Over here, over here, there you go. Stand, all in a line. Let's have a look. Hold it up. Other way around. For some people, no, hold it with both hands so everyone can see. This is hard work. There you go. Right, can everyone see the word there? Cram. The word is cram. And do you know what? For some people, Christmas is all about being busy. They cram Christmas full of things and they get so busy and they get so so stressed out. They get so stressed out, they actually end up not really enjoying Christmas. And that's a big, big shame when that happens. But is that all that Christmas is?
No!
That's right. Do you want to go and stand back down again? Stand back down again. Well done. Stand back down. Where's my lovely assistant to help out there? Okay. Okay, so let's see what else Christmas might be. For some people, Christmas is 1, 8, 5, 2. Over here. Over there. Over there. Number two over there. Over there. Number two over there. Stand here. Hold your words, letters up again. Up high. As high as you can. What does it say? Oh, other way around. Sorry, I'm dyslexic. This way around. Okay. For some people, it's... No, hold it this way around with both hands. Got it? Hold it. Right. This is hard work, isn't it? Cash. For some people, it's cash. It's all about spending lots and lots of money. And you know what? Some people actually spend more money than they actually have, and then they end up getting into debt, and they get miserable, and they also end up not enjoying Christmas. And that's a big shame as well. But is that all that Christmas is? That's right. Go and stand back down again. Go and stand back down. Well done. Right. Okay. Let's see what else it might be then. For some people, Christmas is all about 9, 7, 8, 3, 6. Right. Do you want to hold that up? Can you see the word? Hold it up. Hold it up. Smart. For some people, Christmas is smart. It's all about, for some people, it's all about dressing up in their smartest clothes and going out to lots and lots of parties and lots of dinners. And that's great. But is that all that Christmas is?
No! It's not all that.
That's right. Go and sit down. Well done. Fantastic. You're absolutely right. It is much, much more than that. But I wonder what it is that we're actually, if it is much, much more than that, what is it that we're actually unwrapping this Christmas? Why do we celebrate it? What is the meaning of Christmas? Well, using a few more hidden words, we're going to find out what the real meaning of Christmas is all about. Why we celebrate Christmas. Okay, so are you ready? Numbers? Number 1, 2, 8. Jane, do you want to organise the guys here? I knew I shouldn't have gone to the job centre. How about 1, 2, 8, 3, 6, 5. No, over there. Over here. Over here. That's it. Hold it up so I can see. That's it. Number one. I think I'm going to have to... There you go. Got it? Number one. Hold it up high. Charts. Charts. The Bible says that wise men from the East, not the pop charts, not the song charts, the Christmas pop charts that we're talking about, it's the charts of the stars. And the Bible says that wise men from the East studied the charts of the stars. And the reason they studied the charts of the stars was they believed that they would lead them to a great king who would be born. Okay, do you want to go and sit down? I mean, stand up. There you go. Right. Don't sit down. It takes longer. Okay. Let's have a look at another hidden word that can help explain what Christmas is all about. You ready? 5, 5, 6, 8, 3. Well done. Hold it up. What have we got there? Hold it up so we can all see. Star. Okay. And as they studied the charts, the wise men discovered a new star. And they followed this new star, and it led them straight to... Go and sit down, stand up, even. Right, and it led them straight to number 2, 4, 7. Where's 7? And it led them straight to, hold it up, him. That's right. You can go and stand back down again. That's fantastic. It led them straight to him. The star led them straight to Jesus, and the wise men fell down on their knees and they worshipped him and they gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And that is wonderful. That is why Christians celebrate Christmas, because it's all about Jesus. But you know what? For some people, Christmas is spelt like this. You ready? One. One. Two. Three. Five. Five. Six. Okay. Six. Who's six? See? Do you want to hold it the other way? Like that? And hold it up high. That's well spotted. We're missing something. What are we missing? Anyone tell me what it is that we're missing? Okay. Number four. Can we see what we're missing? Number four, stand here. Right. Hold it up high. Christ. And you know what the sad thing is? For some people, that is what is missing in their Christmas. Christ. They have all the other things, but they're missing what Christmas is really, really all about. Just give them all a round of applause. Didn't they do well? Well done. You put them down and you go and sit down. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You just leave them there. Thank you. I haven't got enough hands. That's it. Well done. They did really, really well. And that is a big, big shame. It makes me sad every Christmas when I think about that, what some people are missing. Because the Bible says that we were all created to have a relationship with Jesus, to be best friends with Jesus. And if we don't have that relationship, there will always be something missing from our lives. And Christmas is all about Jesus coming to show us how to become best friends with him. So the question is for each one of us this morning, children and adults, is are you missing out on the best gift this Christmas? The Bible says God loved each one of us so, so much that he sent his son Jesus as a gift of love to each one of us. And we've seen today that Christmas means lots and lots of things to different people. But actually, Jesus didn't come to our world because of things. Jesus came to our world because of love. He came to change everything in our lives for the better. He came so that we can know love, joy, forgiveness, peace. And that's what Christmas is really all about. Jesus is like God's present for us, sitting under the tree, waiting for us to pick it up and open it and receive all the joy, love, and forgiveness that awaits inside for it. But you know what the sad thing is? What the sad thing is? It's inconceivable, isn't it, that somebody would give us a present and then we would just leave it under the tree and not open it, not pick it up, not open it. But the sad thing is that not everybody chooses to open this present. Some people choose to leave their present from God stuck under the Christmas tree and so never receive the love, joy, and forgiveness that only Jesus can give. And that's really, really sad. So the big question for all of us here this morning is what will you do with this gift of friendship that God offers you this Christmas? Will you leave the present of Jesus Christ unwrapped, sitting under the tree? Or will you open it and receive the forgiveness, the joy, the peace, and the hope that comes from being best friends with Christ? What better way this Christmas, what better way of celebrating Christmas Day than becoming friends with Jesus on the day of his birth and entering the new year full of hope and peace? That is why Jesus came. That is why. That is the answer to the question mark. And that is why we celebrate Christmas. I just want to pray, if we can just, for children and for the adults now. Children, if you just want to put your hands together and close your eyes so you're not distracted, because this is very important. I just want to pray. And if you just want to make Jesus your best friend today, on Christmas Day, that is for you children and for you adults, if you want to make Jesus your best friend today, then just pray this prayer in the quietness of your hearts after me. Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you that you came to give me love, joy, and forgiveness. I'm really sorry for all the wrong things I have done, and I ask you to forgive me and to come into my life and be my best friend forever. Amen.